And welcome back to RDU 98.5. Now I'm very excited to have on the line with me ahead of her appearance at Word Christchurch talking about her new book. I have Booker Prize winner Eleanor Catton on the line. Good morning, Eleanor.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really, really very pleased to be here. Yeah, I've just come to Christchurch after a few days in Auckland at the Auckland Writers Festival, and it's just so nice to be here back in the country.
Yeah, yeah. How have you been enjoying it so far? Is it always weird adjusting to, I guess, the relative quietness of New Zealand?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's always funny to come back to a place that looms really large in your imagination and in your head and in your heart, but which you haven't seen for a long time. Everything is, of course, as you imagine it, but then it's also different in little ways that you can never quite anticipate, you know. So it's always a lovely experience.
Well, and particularly here in Christchurch, I guess, because, it does change so much quite quickly at the moment.
Right, yeah. It's a funny place to come back to, kind of post-earthquakes, I think, because so many of the sites of my adolescence and growing up in my childhood are, they've just changed, you know.
Yeah, so much, much. Anyway, you are in Christchurch for Word Christchurch. They're holding a very special event in conversation with Eleanor Catton about your new book, Burnham Woods. And I mean, I'm sure you've been asked this question a million times, but I was just wondering, could you briefly touch on kind of the basics of what Burnham Wood is about?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So it's the way I've been describing it is a character driven thriller where nobody thinks that they're the bad guy. it's a book that's set in 2017 in a fictionalised part of the South Island of New Zealand. So the action kind of starts in Christchurch, but then moves south to a fictional national park that I've called the Korowai National Park. And it's really about, it's kind of a satire, really. It's a satire of New Zealand's relationship with property and particularly how that relates to kind of foreign billionaires coming into the country and buying up land and all that we do to enable that. hopefully it's quite a fun book. It's a thriller with a lot of action and tragedy ultimately.
I always think it's a sign of a good book or novel or piece of music or something when they create a new word for it. And I've been heard Burnham Wood described as an eco-thriller, which I think is the first time I've heard that term. So, I mean, congratulations, eco-thriller, new word for you.
yeah, it's pretty exciting. Yeah, no, it's, the book's had a really nice life so far, actually. It came out in New Zealand before it came out in the rest of the world, but I've been doing a little bit of touring in the UK and the US and Canada. So it's really nice to come home and now talk about the book, in the country where it's set. It's really lovely.
Now, I guess a lot of people are quite curious because, you know, yeah, your previous work, The Luminaries, exploded. It was everywhere. Everyone was talking about it. I remember all my English teachers at school talking about it. I mean, it was a mammoth of a book. Did you ever feel like there was a little bit of pressure behind this next novel to kind of follow up or achieve the same level of success? Did you ever feel like there's pressure there?
Oh, constantly. Yeah, definitely, certainly. I don't really mind a little bit of pressure, you know. I think that one thing to do better than your last outing is always that's a good place to be as a really as any kind of person, you know. You're always pushing yourself into new territory, and so I wanted to go in a very different direction with this book. I wanted to it to be much more contemporary and much more kind of action packed and kind of forward leaning, than the Luminaries ever was. So I struck out in a new direction, but I was always aware that I was going to have to, deliver the goods, you know.
Yeah. I've interviewed kind of a few authors who write in a similar, I guess, genre to you, and it's always interesting to hear kind of their approach to writing a book. And a lot say when they're writing it, they don't necessarily know how it's going to finish. Are you that style of writer, or do you know your end outcomes before you've even started?
I always know where a book is going to end, but I never know how I'm going to get there. So
wow.
With Burn and Wood, I had an idea for how I wanted the book to end. I kind of can't say any more because it would probably spoil the book. But I had an idea for the kind of the final five pages, let's say. But I had absolutely no idea how I was going to achieve it. So I kind of had to feel my way into the book, knowing that I had this kind of sense of an ending, this sense of direction. I knew where I was going. I just kind of didn't know the how, really. I knew the why, but not the how.
That's so interesting. Do you write those final five pages, or do you leave those as kind of your reward for getting to the end?
Yeah, I don't think it would be possible to write them in advance, actually, because I don't know who the characters are yet. You know, I just kind of know the feeling that I want to leave the reader with. I know the kind of the shape I want the book to have in a kind of a larger sense. But yeah, I find it really impossible to write ahead.
I'm
a very slow writer. On this book especially, actually, it was a very slow book to write. About 400 words a day was about my maximum.
Wow.
which is not very many.
so why do you think that is? Is that kind of, does that give you time to mull over what you've written or what you're going to write?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah, it's important to me to always have a sense of what the reader's experience is at any given moment in the text, and I find that if I work in a drafty way, I lose a sense of what the reader is experiencing because I'm kind of not as intimately connected to where they are in time and space, and so I tend to work very slowly from the beginning, and if I change something, I always go back to the beginning and read everything right through before I can continue.
It's
a process of kind of constantly circling back. And that just takes a lot of time because it means that a lot of my writing day is actually involved in reading what I've
I really had a chuckle to myself because in one of the press releases about your Word Christchurch event, it said held at the Aurora Centre, which is Eleanor Catton's high school, and the man facilitating the event also went to that high school, and it made me chuckle because it was the most Christchurch thing ever. It's such a New Zealand thing, really, that kind of everyone knows everyone or everyone's, you know, 1 degree of separation. Yeah, yeah. Type thing. Does that create great fodder for novels? Like, it got me thinking, oh, is this why she bases her stories like in New Zealand? Is that part of it?
Oh, you know what? I actually think that's something I have to really try and put to one side, because I think that if you're too aware of the people closest to you kind of reading your work, I find that a very frightening prospect. I've kind of dread the idea of anybody who I know seeing themselves in something I've written. People often see themselves when that was not intended, I kind of worry about the ethics of that and kind of offending people or making them upset. my tactic is I certainly kind of use New Zealand as a theatre, I suppose, because it's what I know best, and it shaped me the most of any culture in the world, and so I feel very much at home basing my writing here. But in terms of the actual characters, I think I'd be too frightened to put you know, somebody I knew very well into my books.
Yeah, it might be a little risky, really.
Right.
Anyway, your Word Christchurch event, I guess that's kind of a free-flowing event, really. Like, you know you're going to talk about your experience as a writer and your stories and your inspiration, but I guess, well, by the name, it's in conversation. You don't really know where the conversation's going to go, do you?
Yeah, that's right. It's so interesting touring with a book because, in one sense, every conversation that you have is, you know, it's about the same book, and you're yourself, so you're kind of giving similar answers. But on the other hand, every conversation is just completely different because every conversationalist brings, you know, brings kind of new questions. And new
right.
It can be quite fascinating because I always come home with a really new sense of what the book is to people and how it's being read and how it's kind of being interpreted. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I was kind of going to ask that because I guess that's the nature with it, right? Is people do interpret work differently. So you must get some fascinating perspectives from other people on your own writing.
Yeah, yeah, and it can be quite good for future interviews because you can poach some of people's insights and pretend that was your intention all along.
Well, Eleanor, congratulations on this book. It's a brilliant follow-up and you should be so, so proud of it. And I know pretty much all of this country is so incredibly proud of you. So thank you for all the wonderful work you've done and I'm so excited for your appearance at Word Christchurch. And most of all,
thank you so much
for joining me this morning.
Of course, yeah. It's so wonderful to be back. I'm just thrilled. Thanks.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And I hope the weather, you know, stays bright and fresh for you.
I'll be happy whatever happens.
And that was the wonderful, the incredibly talented, and the absolutely lovely Eleanor Catton.